seconds before it was her birthday, and I never wished her a happy birthday, which was remiss of me, I will admit. So, happy birthday, Mum, for 2 weeks ago. Love you. Right, let's have more music, and I'll keep you updated on the intense debate on the Twitterverse. We've got to hear about Prediction Master as well, and with it being National Herb Week, perhaps I could share some facts with you that is herb-related. A herb-related segment on the show that goes like this. Don't say it's not incredibly, incredibly exciting. Here's Ariana Grande.
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Love that track. Ariana Grande, One Last Time. If you're on the Mixcloud webcam feed, you'll have seen me singing along to that in the studio. You probably won't have been able to hear me, which is a shame. I've got a nice voice. But, you know, you can do that. You can see what's going on in the studio. We can see exactly how I've presented myself to the webcam viewing millions this evening. It's available on Mixcloud.com. If you have a Mixcloud account, you can even join in the chat in the chat box at the side of the video feed. Just search Phoenix 98 FM on Mixcloud and you'll find the page. Great stuff. So, coming up to 11:05, it's Tuesday the 7th of May. It's all kinds of ridiculous holidays. It's National Teacher Day, National Tourism Day, National Herb Week, National Asparagus Month, and somehow International Respect for Chickens Month. I still can't believe I haven't made that up. It is a genuine thing. Now, with it being National Herb Week, I'm now going to share with you some facts about herbs. If you're quite culinary, maybe you'll already know some of these herbs, but they're the 10 most popular herbs used in British cooking. Obviously used all over the world, but this, through my exhaustive research, I've discovered these 10 are the most popular. Okay, number one, basil. Not faulty. The herb. Commonly used in Italian dishes, basil is great for adding flavour to soups and sauces. When cooking, add it towards the end to maintain flavour. See, we give you some culinary tips on the show that goes like this. When growing, keep soil moist and water the plant the night before harvest. Pinch or cut off any flowers and spikes that form. Harvest basil frequently and it will continue to grow. Basil, the most popular herb used in UK kitchens. There we go. Number two. I can't believe this is number two because I don't really like it. Coriander. Most common in Mexican and Asian dishes, the flavour is strong. Yes, I've always found it too bitter. But anyway, use sparingly and add more to taste. To harvest, I love the term harvest with herbs rather than just picking them out of a harvest them. It sounds more grand. It's what a posh restaurant would call it, isn't it? So, freshly harvested. They mean someone's just picked it out of a pot. Anyway, use to harvest coriander, use sharp, clean scissors and cut approximately a third of the way down your plant. Harvest weekly. For continued growth. I'm enjoying harvesting herbs for your kitchen. It is technically what you do, I suppose. And just in this segment, number three, dill. Delicious addition to dips, soups, herb butters, salads and fish dishes. Dill has the strongest flavour just before flowering occurs. It's best to harvest only what you need for recipes. Don't save your dill. No, use pruning scissors. Cut stems flush with the main stem so the plant can continue to produce. Harvest often to avoid seed production. There we go. Top three, basil, coriander and dill. All the herb-related facts you could ever want and less will continue in the next part of the show. Until then, though, we need to hear... I never thanked Adam Dakin for suggesting Ariana Grande. A huge apologies, Adam. Thanks for that. One last time, courtesy of Adam Dakin. Now we're going back to Paul Saunders. He suggested hot chocolate earlier, and he now wants to hear from Queen. No problem, Paul. Thank you so much. You all know what this track is. I don't really need to introduce it. It's one of those that literally needs no introduction. Should I stop speaking? Fine.
Let's go! He walks further down the street with the brim pool way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of his feet. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone, and another one gone. Another one bites the dust. Hey, hey, I'm gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust.
Another one busts the dust. Ow! Another one busts the dust. Hey, hey! Another one busts the dust. Hey! Ooh, shut up! There are plenty of ways that you can hurt a man and bring him to the ground. You can beat him, you can cheat him, you can treat him bad. You leave him when he's down. But I'm ready. Yes, I'm ready for you. I'm standing on my own to be.
And that was Queen and Another One Bites the Dust. And just when you thought you couldn't get any more facts about herbs, get ready. Number four, UK's most popular herbs to cook with, mint. Yes, and who'd have even remembered there are two types of mint, spearmint, peppermint. Spearmint typically used in desserts, teas and jellies. Peppermint generally used for its strong aroma in many dishes. For a large amount, cut right before flowering, about an inch from the pot. Individual leaves can be harvested at any time. Number five, oregano. Now, doesn't it annoy you when you hear people say oregano? It does me. Is there a correct pronunciation? It's oregano. Of course it is. It's most common in Italian and Greek dishes, often used in soups, stews and sauces. You should harvest individual leaves from the stem or harvest a long stem with leaves on it. Allow the plant to grow to a minimum of 4 inches previous to harvesting. Regular trimming keeps the plant bushier. I've heard that before. Now, number six and seven are different variants of parsley. Italian parsley and curly parsley. Italian parsley is commonly used in soups, sauces and salads and reduces the need for salt. Generally used to add flavour to dishes rather than a garnish. Harvest when the leaf stems have 3 segments, okay? Curly parsley brings a crisp taste to salads, vegetables and herb butters. It is most commonly used as a garnish. And just like Italian parsley, cut leaves from the outer portion of the plant and leave the inner portions to mature. So, there we go. We've now dealt with basil, coriander, dill, mint, oregano, not pronounced anything else, and parsley. And coming up, the final three of the 10 most popular herbs. First of all, though, whether you cut your herbs appropriately close to the branch, to the pot, or whatever, the first cut is the deepest, isn't it? Yep. That was appropriate. Here's Rod Stewart. Thanks to John Chubb for this, by the way. Who's celebrating Ipswich in the Premier League.
Torn in
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
The first cut is the deepest from Rod Stewart there, courtesy of John Charb, another fellow Phoenix presenter who suggested I play that. And as I said, just glossed over it really, John Charb celebrating Ipswich's return to the Premier League after 22 years away, even dropping as low as the third tier of English football in the darkest times. And incredible back-to-back promotions to come back to the Premier League. Fantastic stuff. John will be very happy about that. So, yes, we're still talking about Herbs. While that track was on, I've been very reliably informed that, British people say oregano, Americans say oregano, Italians, who you've got to go with, really, say more like oregano. 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 There's many ways of saying it, basically. It's as simple as that. I don't think I've made it seem as simple as that. Anyway, oregano. Oregano. That's how Italians say it. Anyway, thank you to everybody who's written in about that. But I don't think I've put to bed the oregano pronunciation debate. I'm going to say it how I will always say it and be corrected by people who know more than me in the future. There we go. But the final of the final three of the top 10 herbs used in UK kitchens are coming up right now. Number 8, rosemary. Used for poultry, lamb and soups, rosemary has a sweet and resinous flavour. You should trim stems to harvest and pull leaves off by hand, or use full stems as a skewer. Cut stems completely back to a main or side branch. Okay, there we go. Rosemary at number 8. At number 9, sage. Yes, popular in poultry and meat seasoning. Yes, we've all had stuffing with sage in it, haven't we? Sage is great in many culinary dishes. Using sharp scissors, cut leaves directly off the plant and harvest as needed. Harvest the youngest and most tender leaves of sage for the best flavour. And finally then, number 10... what else could it be but thyme? Can be used in almost any dish, but especially marinades, vegetables, pasta, potatoes and pizza. For the strongest flavour, you should harvest thyme just before blooming and snip the top 2/3 of each shoot. Avoid cutting into the woody section of the plant. Fabulous stuff. So just to recap then, top 10 herbs used in UK cooking. Thyme, sage, rosemary, parsley, oregano, mint, dill, coriander, and number 1, basil. There we go. Educational stuff on the show that goes like this. Amazing. Right, time for more music. Sue Burton suggested Kid Rock and First Kiss. Happy to oblige, Sue.
I remember waiting for the school bus. Jenny Clayton was my first crush, and neither one of us had a clue. And oh, Cheyenne, it was my first truck, rusted, rough, and kind of beat up. But when she jumped in,
FM.
That was Kid Rock and First Kiss. Remember, all the tracks relate to celebrating Lando Norris's maiden Formula One victory last weekend. Quickly, time before I squeeze in as many tracks as I possibly can. Can I really get 7 more in before I leave you? I think so. The intense debate is raging for another 25 minutes on the Twitterverse, simply asking which tower is better. Because it's National Tourism Day, which do you prefer out of these three options? The Eiffel Tower, the Tower of London, or Blackpool Tower? It's available on Twitter for you to vote at Ben Sim Radio, BenSimRadio. That's the profile, at Ben Sim Radio. And it will be at the top of the profile. It's a single click or tap to cast your vote. Please give it a repost, a retweet. More people will see it. More people can get involved. It's always great when people do. I don't want to tell you how it's going. I am going to reveal how it's gone in around about 23 minutes' time. So you've not got long left to vote and share and get people involved. So do it. At Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. Right, here's a track I first heard many, many years ago and ultimately enjoyed, so I'll carry on enjoying it now. I'm absolutely certain. This is Kylie, Love at First Sight.
Just have a one of those days. Ben Simmons' net worth is estimated to be about $75 million.
This is Phoenix FM.
That was Kylie, Love at First Sight, suggested by Lou Ballard. Thank you very much for that. And before we get into any more music, I think we really ought to do this.
Prediction Master.
Now, I did say at the top of the show that Prediction Master was gloating this week. He's had a particularly unlikely, I would say, prediction come true. So, well done. I like talking about Prediction Master in the third person, but yes, it is me. anyway, Prediction Master predicted that last weekend, Max Verstappen would not win the Miami Grand Prix. Now, I know what you're thinking. If you don't follow Formula One all that closely, he's one driver out of 20. Why on earth would we assume he would win every race? But having won the previous seven or eight races pretty comfortably, it was kind of going against the grain to suggest he would not win again. But, fantastically, Lando Norris did take the checkered flag ahead of Max Verstappen, so Prediction Master was correct. Yet another correct prediction for Prediction Master. I am in the process of doing truly exhaustive research, going through about 35 previous shows to find out Prediction Master's actual score. I will bring that to you in due course. It's not ready tonight, I won't lie. But what kind of prediction is happening this evening? We are going back to football with playoffs going on, with leagues having finished. The Premier League still has some games to go. We are returning to the Premier League. Now, Arsenal have hit top form once again with a minor blip a couple of weeks back. Manchester City looking imperious as well. Can Arsenal prevent them from a fourth consecutive Premier League title? It certainly won't be my beloved Liverpool now, who are well and truly out of the running. But last night, and I did take some pleasure in this, I must admit, as a Liverpool fan, Manchester United got absolutely trounced by Crystal Palace 4-0, with many people commenting it was one of Man U's worst performances this season. Crystal Palace have been very good, particularly when Elise and Eze are featuring for them. Whether they can keep both of them before the start of next season remains to be seen. But Prediction Master's prediction this week focuses on the match going on Sunday at Old Trafford. Manchester United will want a reaction. Arsenal will want to be able to win the league and hope Man City slip up somewhere. Manchester United are taking on Arsenal at Old Trafford. Now, remember, Prediction Master can't just make a run-of-the-mill prediction. Oh, Man U are going to win. Oh, Arsenal are going to win. Oh, it's going to be a draw. Any of those things would be, what's Prediction Master going to say that's unusual? Okay, Prediction Master is predicting this week Arsenal will not concede a goal at Old Trafford in that game. You heard it here first from the man who said Max Verstappen would not win in Miami. Prediction Master is saying when Arsenal travel to Old Trafford on Sunday to play Manchester United in the Premier League, Arsenal will not concede a goal. Their defence will not be breached. That's all he's saying. You heard it here first on the show that goes like this. Prediction Master.
Prediction Master.
Screaming Phoenix FM.
Bananarama, Love in the First Degree, suggested by Megan Shandley. Thank you very much for doing that on social media in the run-up to the show. I got to talk less and music more. Otherwise, I won't fit it all in. You've got 12 minutes left to vote on the intense debate on the Twitterverse. Which tower is better on National Tourism Day? Is it the Eiffel Tower, the Tower of London, or Blackpool Tower? Get those votes in, give it a retweet or a repost. You may just squeeze in a few more people getting to see it, and a few more votes may trickle in before the time is up. Remember, all the music has to have something about winning, or the number one, or coming first, or the word once. Something to do with that to celebrate Lando's win in Miami. Let's have more from Bob Marley. And the Wailers, of course. Not so much wailing as backing singing. Bob Marley and the backing singers wouldn't have been quite as good and a bit more generic. This is One Love, anyway, on the show that goes like this.
One love, one heart, let's get together and feel all right.
Hear the children crying.
One love.
Hear the children crying.
One heart.
Saying, give thanks and praise to the Lord, and I will feel.
Sinners
who has hurt all mankind, just to save his own belief.
One love.
Fight is holy, I'm a Gideon.
One love.
So when the man comes, there will be no doom.
One soul.
Have pity on those whose chances grow thin. There ain't no hiding place from the Father of creation.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was Bob Marley and the Wailers with One Love, of course. So now you've only got eight minutes left to vote on the intense debate on the Twitterverse. I'm not going to keep going on about it, but I'm just going to warn you, this could be your last chance at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. Thanks to everybody who's voted so far. Remember, on the 7th of May, it's National Teacher Day, National Tourism Day. All week, it's National Herb Week. And all month, it's National Asparagus Month and International Respect for Chickens Month. I didn't make it up. It exists. Even though it's quite literally insane. Right, somehow four tracks still to squeeze in, and the results of the intense debate, and sum up the entire show, and we've still got 17 and a half minutes. Don't go anywhere. 98.0 FM if you're in Brentwood or Billericay. PhoenixFM.com if you're not. It's the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons. Here's Flo Rida featuring Sia.
I wanna shut down the cloud with you.
like almost there, the right vibe, ready to get live, ain't no surprise, take me so high, jumping those dives, surfing the crowd, said I gotta be the man, I'm the head of my band, mic check, 1, 2, shut them down in the club where the playboy does, so they all get loose, loose, out the bottle, we all get fit, then again tomorrow, gotta break rules, cause that's the motto, club shut down, 100 supermodels.
Hey, took your home and be a woman. Show me how you do. I wanna shut down the club with you. Hey, I heard you like the wild ones, wild ones, wild ones.
Ooh. Party rocker, for showstopper, more shampoo, number one club popper. Got a hangover like too much vodka. Can't see me with 10 binoculars. So cool, no doubt by the end of the night, got the clothes coming off, then I make that move. Somehow, someway, gotta raise the roof, roof. All black shades when the sun come through. Uh-oh, it's on like everything goes. Wild life, baby, to the freak it shows. What happens to that body is a private show. Stays right here, private show. I like a mundane, don't talk about high pain. Tolerance bottoms up when it's champagne. My life told Muhammad that we hit fame. Too easy with the deal, we get insane.
Hey,
featuring Sia, that was Wild Ones, played for Louise Krizan. Thank you very much for that. And now Ben Harris has suggested another one. I'm going to get it on quickly. You've got about 5 minutes or less left to vote in the intense debate. Results coming up after Robert Miles featuring Maria Naylor.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was One and One, Robert Miles featuring Maria Naylor. The intense debate is over for another week. Which tower is better on National Tourism Day? Is it the Eiffel Tower, the Tower of London, or Blackpool Tower? The Eiffel Tower getting 14.3% of the vote. The Tower of London getting 57.1% of the vote. Blackpool Tower 28.6% of the vote. So the Tower of London is best. It must have the most valuable stuff inside it, I guess, although Blackpool Tower has a circus, but, you know, and that Strictly show every year. But can you really go against the crown jewels? Don't know what's in the Eiffel Tower, other than a load of iron. Anyway, right, yes, Tower of London wins! Okay, time for a penultimate track on tonight's show. Remember, they all have to be about winning or have the word one in them. Even the number one is better. Here are the Spice Girls.
FM.
That was the Spice Girls and To Become One, of course. Well, somehow got to sum up the entire show in a very small amount of time. So therefore, thanks to everybody that suggested tracks. Nigel Fitzmaurice, Nick Field, Paul Saunders, Denise Hare, Sue Burton, Graham Long, Adam Dakin, John Chubb, Lou Ballard, Megan Shanley, Craig Hamilton, Sarah Farmer, Ben Harris, Louise Crisan, you're all legends. We found out that Michael Rosen shares a birthday with Tommy Fury. We found out his International Respect for Chickens Month somehow. Scott Fish went to Madame Tussauds and Buckingham Palace and argued with Americans. Prediction Master was right about Verstappen not winning. Will he be right about Arsenal not conceding? You'll find out on Sunday. The number one herb in the UK is basil, and people would rather visit the Tower of London than the Eiffel Tower or Blackpool Tower. It's been a pleasure, as ever, to play us out a track that really celebrates Lando Norris competing in over 100 Grand Prix before finally winning one, which he did last weekend at Miami. Congratulations to him again. To finish, then, it's Miley Cyrus and The Climb. See you next week at 10 on a Tuesday. Bye for now.
I can almost see it, that dream I'm dreaming, but there's a voice inside my head saying, you'll never reach it. Every step I'm taking, every move I make feels lost with no direction. My faith is shaken, but I gotta keep trying. Gotta keep my head held high. There's always gonna be another mountain. I'm always gonna wanna make it move. Always gonna be an uphill battle. Sometimes I'm gonna have to lose. It ain't about how fast I get there. Ain't about what's waiting on the other side. It's the climb. I'm taking sometimes by knock me down, but no, I'm not breaking. I may not know it, but these are the moments that I'm gonna remember most. Yeah, just gotta keep going.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM. News.